My name is Clive Gale. I was a leading seaman diver during Operation Blackleg. Coventry went down very quickly, so a lot of equipment went down with her, which was of importance to the security of the United Kingdom. You're lowered through the water, obviously it gets darker and darker as you get deeper and deeper. So at around about 80 metres, it's pretty black. So as we opened the bottom hatch, it was like a whirlpool. You know, we waited for about 15 minutes for it to drop away. And I can remember dropping out when we put the lights on. And the whole wreck was floodlit. Almost like a film set. This still had a good paint job on, and you could see the whole wreck. This was a saturation dive. If you can imagine, you've got some large decompression chambers. So you live in these chambers just above the depth of the wreck, then hoisted over the side, or in this case, dropped through the moon pool of the ship, and then lowered to the seabed. You dive out on umbilicals at that point. So it was quite an interesting dive and quite hazardous, it has to be said. You could work on the wreck for 5, 6, 7, 8 hours with the odd nip back for a drink into the diving bell. It's physically demanding. Of course, you're breathing an oxygen-helium mixture. Now, helium's a lot thinner, it's a lot colder, so we had to wear special hot water suits, which are quite bulky. We had a big harness on, a helmet, then there was communication cords. So the umbilical was bunched together like a rope. So you had to drag that thing around with you. The whole mission was fraught with near misses. Cutting into a steel structure underwater, and that traps oxygen inside the wreck, and if you hit it with a spark, it explodes quite violently. One chap lost the front plate out of his helmet and nearly drowned. I was knocked unconscious, had to be pulled back into the bell by a colleague of mine. So all sorts of things happened. I had my 25th birthday in that chamber, and they sent me in a sponge cake, which was turned out like an omelette because they pressed it down in the chamber and it flattened it. The helium environment dulls your taste buds, so your food becomes very bland. It also makes you talk like Donald Duck because it's such a thin gas. So you've ever seen the old helium balloon? Well, you like that all the time. That makes communications interesting. But when you come out after, say, a month under pressure, suddenly the air seems really thick and it sounds like you're speaking really slowly. It's very strange. The mission was to recover or destroy certain items. Recovering the Cross of Nails certainly wasn't on the list. One of the downtimes we had, I took off the plaque, a big brass plaque with Coventry, so that came off. I think somebody else recovered the bell, and the Cross of Nails was found. And of course, all these things that were really personal to the ship's company were then presented to Coventry Cathedral after we'd finished the job. I think with 30 years of hindsight, I look back and think of the chaps that were casualties that didn't get to live this far. Of course, we were very conscious that we were actually diving on a war grave and the casualties that went down with the ship, because we actually visited their grave, and that stays with you. As an experienced thing, you know, as a naval diver, it was quite a pinnacle of your career, really, to be involved in something like that.